Welcome to For the Love of Books, a podcast by North Lancashire Libraries.
Hi everyone, welcome back to North Lancashire Libraries podcast For the Love of Books. My name is Chris Wilson, the e-services librarian, and for today's episode I thought we would have a wee look at some of the exciting stuff that's going on in the libraries right now and also in the very near future, and a bit of a mix of some kids' activities and some of the exciting stuff that can the big kids can get involved into, that adults can come along to as well. So at the moment, we are in the midst of our school holiday break, as we all know, and there's lots of fun stuff going on in the libraries because of that. The last few years, it's been called Let's Go Easter, but this year, we are calling it Let's Go Libraries, because it's all focused on what is happening in our libraries across North Lancashire at the moment. And when this podcast goes out, we're kind of getting close to the end of the first week of the Let's Go Libraries. However, there's still lots and lots of fun stuff to get involved in the second week of the holidays as well. And so just to give you a kind of flavour of some of the exciting stuff that you can come along to with your little ones to kind of see and get involved in, I'll kind of give you a wee hint of some of the activities that are going on in some of the libraries at the moment in the next week. So, for example, probably one of the most exciting ones, and it's all about what we were talking about on the last podcast that I did with Hilary Petrie. We have got a few immersive room experiences happening, and there's one on the 9th of April at 11 o'clock which you can sign up for online. Everyone that signs up for that, the adults require a booking as well as the kids as well, just because of the size of the room. We need to make sure that everyone can fit in. And If you haven't had the chance to experience the immersive room, or if you don't know much about it, you can check out the last podcast that I did with Hilary and find out a little bit more about it. But it is such a great experience to have. We have filmed a little bit of footage for it, which we're hoping to put together and have on the website at some point in the very near future, to give you a kind of wee hint to it. But the Let's Go Libraries events with the immersive room experience gives you the chance to come along and experience it all for yourself. So that's definitely an event that you would want to get along to if you can on the 9th of April next week. Now, also on the 9th of April, everybody, I think, has a little bit of a soft spot for Lego, and everybody of all ages loves Lego. It can be a little bit frustrating sometimes putting it together, but I think everyone can agree that it is one of the lasting toys of time, and everyone of all generations have experienced Lego at some point or another. And that's why we have got a space Lego build activity happening at Coatbridge Library as part of Let's Go Libraries next week. And it is on the 9th of April at 2 o'clock. And you can come along to the event, and it's obviously got an outer space kind of theme. Come along and you can build some aliens or some space rockets, some planets and things like that out of all the Lego there. Build it all up, we'll take some photos of it, and then you can kind of help kind of dismantle it and let the next person along come along and build something. So if you are a big builder of Lego, that's definitely something that you want to come along to. And I'm sure there's lots and lots of kids out there who would really, really enjoy taking part in that event at Coatbridge Library next week. Now, for those that like to get a little bit more creative, there's lots and lots of crafty events, such as on the 9th at Wishaw Library at 2:30, you can come along to our craft or noon session there, where it's a chance to kind of create some nice crafts and get kind of just let out your arty side a little bit while at the library and create some spring themed crafts there as well. And over the course of the Let's Go Easter period, a lot of our regular book bug sessions are off, and we know how popular book bug is in our libraries, and because of that there are quite a lot of sort of special spring sessions on in some of our libraries as well. You can come along to one at the View Park Library on the 10th of April at 10:30, for example. And it's going to have a sort of book bug session with a little bit of a spring theme to it. So you're going to get maybe a little bit of change of some of the songs, or kind of a little bit of a theme that you can kind of enjoy while you're there. Now, another one of the exciting events that's been going on for Let Us Go Libraries as well, for me, is that we have got some movie screenings going on at Condoret Library. For example, there is one on the 10th of April at 10:30, and it's your chance to come along and see a movie on our kind of big screen that we've got at Condoret Library. And the movie that will be on is Toy Story, which is one of my personal favourites. Being a big, huge Disney fan, I think that'd be a great one to come along to and enjoy at your local library. So there's a few of those happening as well that you can come along to, and that's another great one. And again, like the immersive room, the adults do need a ticket to come along to that as well, so don't forget to book your ticket for the adult that's come along to that event as well. Some of the other ones that we've also got going on as well, there's lots of other kind of similar like Lego Club things at New Main's Library, some more movie sessions at Condoret, and Springcraft things happening at Chapel Hall Library as well. There's really, really lots and lots of stuff still to happen in the second week of Let's Go Library, so it's definitely something that is worth checking out. You can find out all about it either by going to the Culture Annual website, and you'll see the Let's Go Libraries banner on the bottom of the homepage, or you can also find it using the Festivals tab at the top as well. You'll find Let's Go in there as well, and you can find out all about all the events that are still to come. Or alternatively, you can go to our online catalogue, and there's a big Let's Go banner right across the front of it. If you click on that, it'll take you to our events section of our online catalogue, where it'll display all the Let's Go events that are still to happen at the point you look it up. So it kind of shows you all of them there, and you can register online for the ones on there that require you to book in beforehand if it's not a drop-in session. So you can, the online catalogue is a great way to come along and experience some of the events that we've got coming along. Now, I did say that there are stuff as well happening for the big kids, for adults, and there are four things that I want to mention to you, and one of which is an exclusive mention for the podcast, because we haven't announced it yet anywhere else. And there are three massive author events happening at Motherwell Library over the course of the next little while. First of all, we have got a book launch for My Mum and William Wordsworth by Julie Kennedy. And she will be coming along to the library on the 18th of April at 7 o'clock and to talk about that book. Julie Kennedy is from the Latchat area, and the novel My Mum and William Wordsworth is written very much in the Latchat dialect, so everyone from around this area will very much understand the language that's used in it. And it focuses very much on a character called Erin, who's 15-year-old, and the book is very much about grief and how that you come to terms with that, making your way through in a kind of a loss. And it's about how when a parent dies and the caregiving roles of the kind of family dynamic kind of switch a little bit, things like that sort of stuff. And it's very much a deep-rooted story set in Glasgow, the kind of Glasgow and Latcher area. And it's sure to be a kind of interest for everyone in this area. And it's very much kind of a wide audience as well, because it is a young adult title, but it does kind of it's something that we think that adults of a kind of older age quite like the story as well, with it being kind of set in this area and stuff like that as well. So that is definitely an event that is worth coming along to, and you can register for that online as well. You'll find how to register for that on our online catalogue as well in the events section. It is set as one of our featured events on there, so you'll be able to find it from there as well. Another event that we have got coming along is Louise Welsh. She was supposed to be coming along to Motherwell Library as part of Book Week Scotland last year, but unfortunately the event had to be cancelled due to personal circumstances. But Louise is coming back to visit, and her event is on the 22nd of April at 7 o'clock at Motherwell Library. I don't really feel like I need to give Louise too much of a big intro about who she is and what she does. She has written some fantastic novels, such as The Cutting Room, some of my personal favourites, The Plague Trilogy, which features a lovely Louis to Burn as the first novel in it, some fantastic stories in there. She's very well known in the kind of Scottish writing scene. She is a professor of creative writing at University of Glasgow, And her new novel, which I have read personally myself, To the Dogs, is a great kind of gritty novel about how far you'll go to look after your family a bit whenever they get into some dark and serious trouble. And it's a really, really great novel. And that will be a chance to kind of come along to Mother Library, talk to Louise about that book as well, and kind of hear all about it directly from her. And I think that'll be a fantastic event for anyone to come along to. It's definitely worth coming along to if you haven't, if you've got a spare little bit of time on the 22nd of April. And again, you can register for that event on our online catalogue, and you'll find, again, it is set as a featured event on the event section on there, so you can kind of register for your free place on there. Or, of course, you can ask the library to register you as well. Now, the final in-person event that we're going to talk about is a visit by Damien Barr. Now, Damien Barr has visited Motherwell Library before, and I was at that event, and it was a fantastic evening. It was also very, very packed. He is very popular, having grown up in Newark Hill. And his event is on the 1st of May, so there's a little bit of a wait still for that one. There's plenty of time to get your booking in. It'll be at 7 o'clock on the 1st of May. And he's coming along to chat with Paul English, and they'll be talking about Maggie and Me and the stage version of that memoir that he wrote quite a while back now. And so it'll be a very interesting discussion about the book and about how that's then translated into a show as well. And the production of the show will be touring between May and June as well. And it'll be also, one of the performances will be in North Lancashire at the Lantern House in Cumbernauld as well, so that'll be something to watch out for too. But it's definitely an event that'll be worthwhile coming along to. Damien is a great speaker, and it'll sure to be a very interesting event. And you never know, the last event he took a selfie of the crowd and it was very well packed, and it's one of my favourite memories of actually one of our author events, with I've still got the photo of when he took that selfie, and it just showcased how many people came along to it, and it was a great kind of event. And you could maybe feature in a new selfie if he takes one, if you're there as well. There's plenty of time to get your booking in for that event, but it will be very popular, I think, with him having a very local connection to the area. And so he is bound to draw a big crowd. So do get on our online catalogue, find it on the event section. It is one of the featured events again, and you'll be able to kind of put in a booking for that and get yourself along to the event. Now, the last event that I want to mention to you is an exclusive reveal for our podcast, and it's an online event which our e-library partner BorrowBox is putting on. It's going to be on the 9th of April at 10 a.m, and it is going to be an author talk with Kate Morton. Kate Morton has written a whole bunch of fantastic books, such as The Forgotten Garden, The Secret Keeper, The Lake House. She has got a whole back catalogue of fantastic books that she has written, so she's definitely going to be somebody that'll be very interesting to listen to. The event takes place on Zoom at 10 o'clock in the morning, and it'll be a wee kind of Q&A session, and a discussion with the author, with one of the team members of the team from BorrowBox, followed by a kind of Q&A as well, so you'll get a chance to kind of ask her any burning questions you might have about any of her books as well. There's a link on the online catalogue to register for that, and they will send you the Zoom invite to come along. And there has been quite a few of these little BorrowBox events now happening online, and they're fantastic. It gives you the kind of opportunity to experience an author event from the comfort of your home if you can't make it along to a library or something like that. And it's just, and with the reach that BorrowBox have got, they can kind of sometimes get authors from a bit further afield than sometimes that we can as well. So it means that we get to kind of have quite a wide variety of different authors coming along and talking to our audience. So you can come along to that and register online to take part in that event as well. So I think we'll all agree that there's lots and lots of fun stuff happening in our libraries at the moment, with it, whether it be a kids' activities with Let's Go Libraries, or whether it's some of the fantastic author events that we've got coming up in the very near future. They are some fantastic events to come along to, and it's a very exciting time to visit one of our libraries and take part in some of the events. So that's all I've got time to talk to you for now, guys. I hope you've enjoyed listening, and do get along to our online catalogue, sign up for some of the fantastic events that we've heard about here, and find out if there's anything else happening in some of the libraries as well that you might want to bring yourself along to. We have got a whole host of events that happen, either regular events that happen throughout the week on a kind of weekly basis, or some of these fantastic one-off events as well. And there is always something exciting happening in North Lanarkshire Libraries for you to come along to. So that's all for me, guys. Thank you very much for listening, and we will be back again with another episode soon. And do watch out for next week's Bees Book Edition, where Jenny and Parry will be talking about old favourites, which will be definitely worth a listen to as well. So you might catch a new read that you'll want to kind of listen, read from some of the suggestions that they come up with for their old favourites theme on Bees Books next week. Bye for now, guys.